Hey guys, this is Shar coming to you guys from Hawaii. If you are blessed that God woke you up today, go ahead and put blessed in the comments and can I get an amen? So in this video, I'm going to talk to you about kingdom principles to use in your business or the area that God has called you into. A lot of us as followers or believers don't believe that we have dominion over this earth. And what I mean by dominion over this earth is we have authority over the circumstances that we're in the situations, on how things happen in our life. Meaning, if you're in debt, like bills, you actually are the person that got you into that area, right? Like, you had dominion of either being good stewards or you had dominion of misusing what you had and running up credit card bills or, you know, things like that, right? So that is just like an example. So as citizens of the kingdom of God, we are actually supposed to influence God's kingdom here on earth by showing these principles to mankind, right? Or in the areas that you are called to be in. Okay, so let's get right into the content. So the first tip is you want to be genuine, meaning a genuine person doesn't have motives. If you're doing something with passion or the desire to help others, for instance, me, I'm on here and my passion and my desire is to help you to become your dream, to get out of your thinking mindset and into a legacy mind shift, right? So you want to have compassion in the things that you're doing and not have negative motives, right? Do things with empathy, right? I mean, show people that you care about them, you know, not just care about their money or how you can build your business or your empire, right? Show compassion in what you're doing and in the area that you're gifted and talented in, right? Tip number two is you want to have a vision. So you need to have a vision of where you're going in life, right? You don't want to be toiling, basically just doing things out of the blue and not have direction. So you want to write your vision down and make it plain and give something to God to work with, right? You have to give him something to work with so he can bless what it is that you're doing. And it has to be something that you're gifted and talented at. You cannot be just, let's say if you're not a good singer, but you try to build your gifts and your talents into being a singer, God can't bless that because that's not where your gifts and talents is. Now, if you're a songwriter and you can write good songs and still be in that music industry, then that's what I mean. You have to build your vision, your gifts, and your talents around, one, what you're passionate about, two, what you're gifted and talented at. And the only way to find this out is you have to spend more time with yourself. You have to find out what it is that you're good at and what you're not good at. Okay, so narrow it down. Yeah, so write your vision, make it plain, simple. For instance, in a book of Nehemiah, you know, you guys heard the story about him building the wall, finishing it. But see, through that time, he did face a lot of obstacles, meaning there was people or, you know, things happening around him that would probably get him off course. But because he knew his vision, because he knew his mission, he was so focused that he didn't pay attention to his surroundings or what was happening. Okay, so that's what a vision does. It narrows down your focus without worrying about what's happening around you. You know, and that's why you heard it in the Bible where God says, you know, if you're going through trials and tribulations, focus on me. Jesus said, focus on me. That's the same thing. That's what a vision does. It makes you focus on Jesus and you keep doing what you have to do to get to where you want to be in life, right? So tip number three is you want to build friendly relationships, right? Because you can't build your empire or do things by yourself. I mean, you can start it out by doing it yourself, but if you want something to build and become greatness, you have to have the relationships, you have to have yeah, you have to build your relationships around the right people. Okay, you know, so care for others, show them love, kindness. You know, you're actually meant to impact your community with the principles of God, you know, if they want it. You know, so just be kind-hearted, forgiving one another, right? Show people who God is, you know. And I'm not saying to go and vomit on them, you know, scriptures, or trying to make them believe what you believe. What I mean is show them who God is. Show them that God is empathy. Show them that God is love. Show them that God is forgiveness, grace, mercy, right? That's what I mean. Show them... And that's how you build relationships, right? People doesn't want someone that is just using and abusing them or doesn't care for them. People are attracted to people that has, you know, compassion and love and care for them, okay? Because we are here to serve each other, right? So, you know, with our gifts and our talents. So tip number 4 is you want to develop your gifts and your talents. What are you good at? What are you passionate about becoming? What is it that drives you every single day that you want to become? If you want to be a teacher, maybe you want to be a teacher. You want to teach in the school, maybe not in the school. Maybe you want to teach online. You want to create courses for people that want to start a business, but they don't know how. You know, those kind of things, right? Develop your gifts and the talents that's within you. Okay, you have to stop looking around and stop looking in your job or whatever it is, right? Look at what's within you. What is the gift that you have and you feel that you're good at? Okay, a lot of us are good at multitasking. Okay, that's one thing. That's one of your gifts and talents. How can I use multitasking into my business? All right. A lot of us have 2-3 gifts and talents. Like, we can probably edit videos, we can make videos, and we can write videos. Okay, those are your 3 gifts. So that's a good combination, right? So you can make your own videos and you don't have to outsource the rest. So that's what I mean. Find out what you're good at and build that skill on that areas. All right, specialize your skills in your gifts and talents for that niche. When you perfect your gifts, it becomes an attraction towards your followers. So the people that is meant for that is your followers, and the people that you are meant to mentor, inspire, motivate to be a better version of themselves. That's what a gift and a talent does, but you have to develop it. All right. So Proverbs 18:16 says, a man's gift make it room for him and bring it him before a great man. All right. So that's what your gifts and your talents is going to do for you. It's going to open a lot of opportunities, a lot of doors for you, but you have to develop the skill set and to better maintain and craft that gift and talent. All right. What makes you unique in that gifts and talent? Give people something that they cannot get enough of you for. That's what you're supposed to do with your skill sets. Okay, build that gifts and talents and make it define it and make it unique, make it you. All right, tip number 5 is you want to use your time wisely. Man's days are determined. We need to use our time wisely, meaning every hour, day, second, minute should be valued. We are not promised tomorrow. Okay, Proverbs 27:1 says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring, right? And God said, each day has its own problems, right? And so we don't need to worry about tomorrow, what tomorrow will bring. We each have strength for today and today only, right? Tomorrow is another time when you need strength and what you need for the day, right? But you want to live each day as if it's your last. And do everything that you want to do here on earth, right? Write a book. You want to write a book? Write a book, okay? But you have to find the resources or the things that you have to do to write a book. You don't have to have a publisher to write a book. There's Kindle, there's Amazon Kindle, I think it is. that you can write a book in the platform. You can just upload it and you just leave it there for people to read your book, and you they actually pay for those books, okay, to read it. So you want to write a book? Write a book. Okay, there's many things, you know, online, offline, but you have to be willing to build your skill set to find out what it is and how to do it, how to get things done. All right, so don't boast about tomorrow. Utilize every minute, second, hour. Okay, time is very valuable, right? Time is always ticking, okay? Tip number six is God will never expose you to what you don't understand. Meaning, if you want to be a motivational speaker, okay, and God promotes you right now, and He tells you to go out into the world and motivate others, affirmations, okay? Motivate others to use the law of attraction, all right? As an example. And you don't know nothing about law of attraction. Now, when you get on that stage and you're, you don't know what law of attraction is. For instance, let me show what law of attraction is. Law of attraction, number one, is what are the words you're speaking, okay? Law of attraction, number two, is how are you feeling? And law of attraction, number three, is what are you thinking? Now, in order for law of attraction to work, you have to combine all three of that, right? The way you feel, the way you think, and the words you're saying. And what I mean by that is when all three of that work together, that's when you attract the very thing that you want to manifest in your life, okay? But if you're still in the thinking mindset, okay, and if you have one or two of those areas off, okay, you know, it's not gonna work, because law of attraction is energy. Everything on this earth is energy. We're all run out of energy, okay? So that's what I mean by God's not gonna put you in an area that you don't understand, because you don't know how to motivate or teach others in that area. You know, so you want to be investing in yourself, you know, so that way God can trust you with others and to also influence them in the niche or the area that He has called you for, right? So that's a perfect example about like manifestation. And I want to talk more about those in other videos, but because I love law of attraction, and as I'm developing my skills in that niche, I'm learning more and more and more about how it works, how energy works. We got all three has to align together, right? Because it is energy. But anyway, you know, I remember going to church one day, and I heard the pastor, you know, we were in the series where the pastor was talking about, you know, you have gifts and talents that's within you. You have greatness within you. But I would be like, okay, I have greatness within me. I have gifts and talents. I have a passion for this or that. But how do I go about doing it? How do I go about getting it done? And it wasn't until I was watching videos, you know, reading books, you know, outside of church, that I found out, you know, I had like an epiphany, and then it says, you know, that's how I knew it. Like, wait, Char, you can have anything that you want, but you have to build your skill set around the area that you want to perfect. Okay. And the only way for you to find out what your gifts and talents is, you have to learn more about yourself, what you're good at, what you're not good at, what you like, what you dislike. Okay, that's how I began to find myself, and that's how I took that. See, when I was listening to the pastor, he was just building my confidence up in church, but I felt that, okay, I cannot keep going, I cannot keep getting that rush to where I'm like, okay, I'm meant for greatness, you know, God created me for more, okay, and that's it. I knew I had to get something done, right? Because fate without works is dead, right? You gotta get something done. So that's when I started to, like I said, research, get courses, you know, develop my skill sets to become who I am. And every day should be a learning every day you're on this earth, you should be learning. You should be reading a book. You should be listening to podcasts, videos in the area that you want to perfect. And everything that you learn, you want to soak it in, take what you want to use in your business or the area that you're called for, and then perfect it. And give it your own touch. What is unique about you? How can you bring that message out to others that they will receive it different from the other person? Okay, that's what I mean. Become so valuable that people cannot get enough of you. Right? That's what it means. Okay. So I hope these tips was helpful. So if you found value in this video, go ahead and press the subscribe button, the bell notification button, so you'll get notified when I upload new videos. Leave a comment of the other videos that you'd like to see on content. Also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, where I have more content so you can learn more about me and my skill set and the things that I have developed in my gifts and my talents. So stay blessed, have faith, and keep moving forward, guys. Aloha.